Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Sign today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me once again to talk about the big event, Taos Uncorked. It's just around the corner. The co-chair, Ryan Ladley. How are you, Ryan?
Morning, Kevin. I'm doing real well.
Glad to have you back on the show today. We are getting ever closer to the event. Just about a week and a half away now.
Yeah, a week and a half away. August 5th is right around the corner. So looking forward to being out there and having the tent up and seeing a bunch of people and wineries and breweries. It's going to be a great day.
Yeah, well, let's start with that. Let's start with the wineries. Some news about some of them are going to be out there.
Yeah, definitely. We have a couple new winery this year. Proterra Winery was just at Michigan Wine Award Show in Lansing and did win for their one of their white wines, I believe. So they're going to be there. Be nice to have an award-winning wine to potentially taste.
Yeah.
And on top of that, Chateau Fontaine, Dan Mathias, who's been really instrumental in making our festival what it has become, also won some awards as well too. So his wines will be on site on
yeah.
the 5th as well.
Well, I love the fact that Michigan wines are getting notoriety, not just in Michigan, but in the United States and around the world.
Definitely. Like, the Riesling region up in Traverse City is really consistent with the Riesling over in Germany area. So it's really wonderful. So perfect conditions for that, and we really reap the benefit of being so close to it. So.
Exactly. Now, how many wineries are going to be at the event?
Yep, so we'll have 16 wineries going to be there, and an assortment of wineries. And what we try to do is just mix them up what they've done from years past. So you might see some familiar faces, but you might be able to taste some different wines this year. So
very good. And then of course really 16 wineries, but breweries also.
Yep, about 9 different breweries are going to be represented there. We have some good relationship with Griffin Beverage and Alpina Beverage. Obviously the local winery, or excuse me, local brewery, Austin Brothers Brewing Company, is going to be down really sampling a nice mix of their beers. So if you haven't tried that yet, it's really going to be the place to be, because they'll have a showing of 5 of their different beers.
Very good. Yeah. So we got the wine, we've got the ale, and we've got some fine food to go along with it.
We do. We have some great eats that day between Klinos Market with some of their salmon and Village Chocolatier with some of their great chocolates during that day. Neiman's always has the cheese. So you got your good wine pairings are going to be there from a food perspective. Also have the new Cravings is going to be down there also with some of her treats. So Northwoods as well, Mr. Jack's. We'll have some items that I think people will really enjoy. So hang out as long as you can. We'll have food, we'll have wine, we'll have assorted beverages too. So it'll be great.
It'll be a great afternoon for sure. Now, tickets available right now?
Tickets are available right now, $15 a piece. They are available both at the Chamber of Commerce building and then also downtown East Taos at the Village Chocolatier and Brew Crew.
Okay.
So get those as soon as you can. I have had requests for tickets from people that are out of the area. We're not selling them online, so really, be rest assured, if you show up to the festival the day of, you will be able to get your ticket. So
very good. All right. And then you got a big raffle that's part of this too.
We do. Our super raffle this year, we're doing 3 prizes. First prize is a 2 bicycles, 2 Fitbits, and a basket, a little bike basket full of cheer, wine and beers from our festival. Second prize is 2 kayaks and 2 paddles from Nordic Sports down in East Taos there. And then our third prize is a wagon of cheer, wine and beer from the festival vendors too. So tickets are 1 for $5 or 5 for $20. That's available usually at the farmer's market on Saturdays down in Taos City there. We'll be there this next weekend, and then the raffle tickets will be available day of the festival. So I've seen plenty of people who bought their winning ticket the day of the
day
festival.
Of,
so
yeah,
it's
sure.
always exciting if you can be present too for that. You don't have to be present to win. I know a lot of people ask that, especially out of towners.
Right.
But we've had plenty of in-town people win, and it's fun. It's a great time.
It sounds like it. We got the raffle tickets. We've got the tickets to get in, and all of this is a fundraiser for the Friends of the East Taos Library.
That's right. So we are very fortunate to have a new East Taos Library right on the community center there on Newman Street, and it is coming along well. There are still items that need to be purchased for the interior. There's signage. There's different programs that we can do and really expand that. I was fortunate enough to have the opportunity to read a couple books to some kids last week at Booked for Lunch.
Right.
And it was wonderful. I've never done it before. And we had about 45 kids show up, and they're eating lunch. We filled up the pavilion in Bolin Park there, and it was just wonderful. And terrific. Everybody enjoyed the book, and gosh, it was great. They got to take a book with them too. It was awesome. And if we can do more things like that, and that's exactly what we're trying to do with this. And if anybody out there thinks to themselves, "Hey, I'd like to read at a book for lunch too," that's an incredible thing to do. Yeah. It's very rewarding too, because kids came up to me afterwards, just like, "I love that book. Thanks for reading it."
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's right. So here's your way to contribute to great programs like that, and some fine sponsors who else also help contribute to this.
Absolutely, we have some wonderful sponsors, and who've been there for quite some time. Carol Broadcasting is wonderful to us, and I can't wait for the remote. It's going to be great this year. And we have some obviously Neiman's Family Market does a wonderful job too. In addition to being a participant in the festival, they support us monetarily as well. Dr. Kudwa, Taos Family Dental Care, has done a wonderful job, and we really appreciate everything he does. Dr. Mac McKinnon has helped our festival from the very get-go.
Yeah.
Both from a coordinator spot, but also has sponsored it recently. In addition to that, we have some gold sponsors. Village Chocolatier has been very instrumental. Mooney's Ben Franklin, mm-hmm. Ascension Health, St. Joseph has also really stepped up to the plate for us. Taos Bay Insurance Agency has done some wonderful things as well. They're currently giving away a ticket right now on Facebook if anybody wants to know an uncorked ticket. So if you head on over to Taos Bay Insurance Agency's Facebook, you can get involved in a little drawing for a ticket to the festival. So that's one way to get one. So
super, yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, check that out.
Of course, speaking of Facebook, that's where they could probably learn the most about what's going on.
Absolutely. Our Facebook page is really the place for all of our information. So we recently just put up all the wineries that are going to be there. So if you'd like to check those out beforehand, the breweries will be going up here shortly. And then, like I said, some contests on there, win some tickets, and you kind of see what's happened in the past. There's a really good video on there to kind of give you a feel for what the tent's like if you've never been.
Right.
So that's a good item to check out as well.
Sounds like a great time. We'll have you back in. I know we'll talk to you guys at least one more time before
definitely.
The big event Saturday, August 5th, Taos Uncorked, Harbor Park, downtown East Taos, the place to be.
That's it. Look forward to seeing everyone there.
Co-chair Ryan Ladley, thanks for joining us on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thanks for having me.